It was 13 years since my mother's death, when after a long absence from my native village, I stood beside the sacred mound beneath which I had seen her buried. Since that mournful period, a great change had come over me. My childish years had passed away, and with them my youthful character. The world was altered, too, and as I stood at my mother's grave, I could hardly realize that I was the same thoughtless, happy creature whose cheeks she so often kissed in an excess of tenderness. But the varied events of 13 years had not effaced the remembrance of that mother's smile. It seemed as if I had seen her but yesterday, as if the blessed sound of her well-remembered voice was in my ear. The gay dreams of my infancy and childhood were brought back so distinctly to my mind that, had it not been for one bitter recollection, the tears I shed would have been gentle and refreshing. The circumstance may seem a trifling one, but the thought of it now pains my heart, and I relate it that those children who have parents to love them may learn to value them as they ought. My mother had been ill a long time, and I had become so accustomed to her pale face and weak voice that I was not frightened at them, as children usually are. At first, it is true, I sobbed violently, but when day after day I returned from school and found her the same, I began to believe she would always be spared to me. But they told me she would die.